Note to the first edition of Victory, an Island Tale by Joseph Conrad. The last word of this novel was written on 29 May 1914, and that last word was the single word of the title. Those were the times of peace. Now that the moment of publication approaches, I have been considering the discretion of altering the title page. The word victory, the shining and tragic goal of noble effort, appeared too great, too august, to stand at the head of a mere novel. There was also the possibility of falling under the suspicion of commercial astuteness, deceiving the public into the belief that the book had something to do with war. Of that, however, I was not afraid very much. What influenced my decision most were the obscure promptings of that pagan residuum of awe and wonder which lurks still at the bottom of our old humanity. Victory was the last word I had written in peacetime. It was the last literary thought which had occurred to me before the doors of the temple of Janus, flying open with a crash, shook the minds, the hearts, the consciences of men all over the world. Such coincidence could not be treated lightly, and I made up my mind to let the word stand, in the same hopeful spirit in which some simple citizen of old Rome would have accepted the omen. The second point on which I wish to offer a remark is the existence, in the novel, of a person named Schomberg. That I believe him to be true goes without saying. I am not likely to offer pinchbeck wares to my public consciously. Schomberg is an old member of my company, a very subordinate personage in Lord Jim as far back as the year 1899. He became notably active in a certain short story of mine published in 1902. Here he appears in a still larger part, true to life, I hope, but also true to himself. Only in this instance, his deeper passions come into play, and thus his grotesque psychology is completed at last. I don't pretend to say that this is the entire Teutonic psychology, but it is, indubitably, the psychology of a Teuton. My object in mentioning him here is to bring out the fact that, far from being the incarnation of recent animosities, he is the creature of my old deep-seated, and, as it were, impartial conviction. J.C. End note to the first edition. Author's note of Victory, an Island Tale by Joseph Conrad. On approaching the task of writing this note for Victory, the first thing I am conscious of is the actual nearness of the book, its nearness to me personally, to the vanished mood in which it was written, and to the mixed feelings aroused by the critical notices the book obtained when first published almost exactly a year after the beginning of the war. The writing of it was finished in 1914, long before the murder of an Austrian archduke sounded the first note of warning for a world already full of doubts and fears. The contemporaneous, very short author's note, which is preserved in this edition, bears sufficient witness to the feelings with which I consented to the publication of the book. The fact of the book having been published in the United States early in the year made it difficult to delay its appearance in England any longer. It came out in the 13th month of the war, and my conscience was troubled by the awful incongruity of throwing this bit of imagined drama into the welter of reality, tragic enough in all conscience, but even more cruel than tragic, and more inspiring than cruel. It seemed awfully presumptuous to think there would be eyes to spare for those pages in a community which, in the crash of the big guns, and in the din of brave words, expressing the truth of an indomitable faith, could not but feel the edge of a sharp knife at its throat. The unchanging man of history is wonderfully adaptable, both by his power of endurance and his capacity for detachment. The fact seems to be that the play of his destiny is too great for his fears, and too mysterious for his understanding. Were the trump of the Last Judgment to sound suddenly on a working day, the musician at his piano would go on with the performance of Beethoven's sonata, and the cobbler, at his stall, stick to his lap.